Later on, he said, it was the right thing for me to do. Someone needed to be the first. And today, Chester is here celebrating his 50th reunion. Where's Chester Davenport? He's here. So if you've had role models, fathers like that, thank them today. And if you haven't, commit yourself to being that man for somebody else. And finally, as you do these things, do them not just for yourself, but don't even do them just for the African-American community. I want you to set your sights higher. You know, at the turn of the last century, W.E.B. Du Bois spoke about the talented 10, a class of highly educated, socially conscious leaders in the black community. But it's not just the African-American community that needs you. The country needs you. The world needs you. As Morehouse men, many of you know what it's like to be an outsider, know what it's like to be marginalized, know what it's like to be the sting of discrimination. And that's an experience that a lot of Americans share. Hispanic Americans know that feeling when somebody asks them where they come from or tells them to go back. Gay and lesbian Americans feel it when a stranger passes judgment on their parenting skills or the love that they share.